Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya Mateen, and you're listening to News18's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories to watch out for today. The Congress is up in arms against the BJP and have launched protests against the alleged attempt by the party to poach Karnataka Congress MLAs. Apart from that, the Youth Congress workers also protested outside a resort in Haryana, where the BJP's Karnataka MLAs have been camping in what has been called as an effort to thwart any poaching attempt by the JDS Congress ruling coalition. Now, a poaching crisis seems to be certainly embroiling in the JDS coalition government in Karnataka. After two independent MLAs, R. Shankar and H. Nagesh, withdrew their support to the government on Tuesday, the rumour mill has been agog that the government's fall was imminent. After this, many other Congress MLAs are expected to follow suit and resign from their respective constituencies in what is being dubbed as BJP's Operation Lotus 3.0. According to sources, the BJP is offering massive amounts of money to JDS MLAs to jump the ship. Meanwhile, former Karnataka CM and Congress leader Siddaramaiah has directed all Congress MLAs to be present at the Congress legislative meeting that is slated to take place tomorrow. Some are saying that the party is going to go as far as to implement an anti-defection law against the absentees. The meeting called by the party is an apparent attempt to keep the flock together. However, exuding deep confidence, the Chief Minister of Karnataka, H.D. Kumaraswamy, on Monday accused the opposition of creating nuisance to destabilize the coalition government, but at the same time said that the current crisis is expected to fizzle out soon. 32 days after 15 miners got trapped in Meghalaya's Jayantia Hills, one body of a miner has been finally detected. Rescue teams, including the Indian Navy and the National Disaster Response Force, managed to locate the body with the help of an underwater, remotely operated vehicle. It's been over a month since the miners got trapped in the mine after water from a nearby river surged inside. Interestingly, even after crores of liters of water were pumped out, water levels remain over 350 feet deep. Now, the body is expected to be retrieved by the rescue teams today. The CBI court in Panchkula will be announcing the verdict in the journalist Ramchandra Chhatrapati murder case against Gurmeet Ram Rahim. The Dera Sacha Sauda chief is serving a 20-year jail term already after being convicted in two cases of rape. Three others who were close aides of the sect chief were also convicted. Now, the police and administration in the area remain on tenterhooks, especially in the aftermath of the violence which broke out, leaving 40 dead following the conviction of Ram Rahim in August 2017. In Hyderabad, the state's Central University students will be paying a tribute to the Dalit scholar and student leader Rohit Vemmela, who committed suicide on 17th January 2016. His death sparked nationwide protests following reports that the situation surrounding his suicide was politically motivated by the BJP and the RSS. The students will be holding a protest against the administration as well over the destruction of portraits of anti-caste leaders like B.R. Ambedkar and Jyotiba Phule. Now, after the Samajwadi Party, which has finalized its electoral alliance with the Mayawati-led Bahujan Samaj Party, plans have been made to include the Rashtriya Lok Dal in the anti-BJP front in Uttar Pradesh. The RLD is set to get three seats now in the alliance. The deal brokered after a meeting between Akhilesh Yadav and RLD Vice President Jayant Chaudhary. Soon after the meeting, Jayant Chaudhary in a press conference had said that it was a good discussion and the outcome will be known soon. This meeting comes in the wake of the seat-sharing arrangement announced by SP and the BSP on the 12th of January. The two parties are going to contest on 38 seats each, leaving behind Amethi and Raibareli for the Congress party. Even though the RLD sources have said that they are okay with the offer, they are still hoping to pitch for one more seat. Possibility is that the deal might materialize. Sources in the RLD have revealed that while the party is okay with the arrangement, they still hope to pitch for one more seat in the Mahagathbandhan. The SP, the BSP and the RLD first came together in the Kairana bipoles last year when the three parties had managed to defeat the BJP in a direct contest. In this regard, the SP-BSP alliance seems to gain further strength with RLD coming on board. Now, let's have a look at some of the top stories from yesterday that you may have missed. Despite suffering a blistering defeat in the UK Parliament over the Brexit deal, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has managed to win a confidence vote in the British Parliament on Wednesday. She later appealed to the lawmakers from across the political divide to come together and to break the impasse on a Brexit divorce agreement. Lawmakers voted 325 to 306 that they had confidence in May's government just 24 hours after handing her the EU withdrawal deal. The lawmakers voted 325 to 306 that they had confidence in May's government. With the clock ticking down to 29th March, which is the date set in law for Brexit, the UK is now in the deepest political crisis in half a century as it grapples with how or even whether to exit the European project it joined in 1973. After the results of the confidence vote were announced, to cheers from her Conservative lawmakers, May said that she believed that the Parliament has a fundamental duty of finding a solution that delivered on the 2016 Brexit referendum result. However, with lawmakers deadlocked on the way forward, the UK could face a disorderly no-deal Brexit, a delay to Brexit, or even another referendum on membership. Next up, now putting to rest the simmering controversy, the central government has cleared both the names recommended by the Collegium for the appointment as Supreme Court judges. Chief Justice of Karnataka High Court Dinesh Maheshwari and High Court Judge Sanjeev Khanna will be elevated as the judges in the Supreme Court, taking its strength to 28. The Collegium's recommendations were earlier questioned because it had abruptly dropped two other names that were discussed earlier while making the fresh recommendations. It was pointed out that Justice Dinesh Maheshwari had already been overlooked in the previous meeting of the Collegium that comprises of the Chief Justice of India and the four more senior judges. But then suddenly he was recommended in the next meeting. Similarly, contentions were raised against elevating Justice Khanna, who happens to be at number 33 in the All India seniority list of the HC judges. A section of former judges and lawyers were of the opinion that the Collegium's recommendations hence did not appear to be proper for all these reasons. Kailash Gambhir, who's a Delhi High Court judge, in a letter to the President even said that it would be a black day in the history of the Indian judiciary if Khanna is allowed to supersede the 32 other senior judges. Moving on, CBI Special Director Rakesh Asthana has moved an application in the Delhi High Court on Wednesday seeking correction in the recent judgment which refused to quash FIR against him. The application by Asthana will now be heard on Thursday. Alongside, the Supreme Court on Wednesday also agreed to hear a plea against M. Nageshwar Rao's appointment as the interim CBI Director. The plea, which also sought transparency in the process of appointment, will now be heard next week. The following week is likely to be an eventful one for the CBI as the selection panel is set to meet on the 24th January to decide on the new CBI director as well. The selection committee is going to be led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. So that's all for today, but in the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya, signing off. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.